cliffcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-G-G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Boom! Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man. And it's another beautiful Wednesday. It's another day of advertising. Well, it's another day we are in advertising. It's been another great week. Man, I couldn't wait to get back into the stool, man. After last week's episode, with all those heavy hitters that were up in here, I figured it was time to let's get some more heavy hitters up in the studio. You know what I mean? So it's been a beautiful week of advertising. I hope you guys have been taking care of yourselves, taking care of them briefs, taking care of each other, because it gets rough out there. It gets rough out there. So I've got two guests with me in the studio today. I'm gonna introduce you to them a little later. But you know what? I feel like I don't shout some people out enough. You know what I mean? Like, people queue on phone lines. People wait on City FM, and people wait at Ukhozi FM in order to shout out their friends and their family. And here I am with a microphone once a week, and I never shout people out enough. So I feel like, you know, this is a moment of indulgence. But actually, I'm not gonna shout out everybody that I know. I'm gonna shout out the people who make this show happen. So big shout out to Mr. Cheza Quinchetta and the production team, Ms. Pumla Pagati as well, huge in production, to my technical arm, huge shout out to Palisa here at cliffcentral.com, and then the track you're hearing in the background, right? So, you know, I think it's Oiso Matinga who says in one of those things that advertising people are some of the smartest people that we all know. So what you're hearing in the background is a track by one Jacques Falcone Moodley. Right, so it's called Star, right? It's by Jacques Falcone. Sorry, don't. You know, rappers also they don't take kindly to stuff like this. So Jacques is one of the dopest guys rappers that you know out there. You guys might not know. He might be sitting in your studio right now, and you don't know, because I know he's Jacques, where you at these days? 1886, I think he's in 1886. Yeah, he sent me this dope beat and said, "Can I jam that as my bed music?" And you know, but he also sent me a whole lot, you know. So there's gonna be I've been reviewing them as one does. You know what happens when you come to a review? You know, some things you kind of say, "Yeah, I don't know, maybe go work on that one a bit." But I didn't feel qualified. I didn't feel qualified to tell Jacques to go work on some beats. But I did find one that I could use as my bed music. So huge shout out to Mr. Jacques Falcone Moodley. For dope piece that actually might find itself being played more often than not. So huge shout out, Jacques. Guys, it's been a week of awards, right? Let's start with the summers. I mean, okay. So I was out of town, and I was at a place where I couldn't actually get to a TV, and I heard that the Simons were going on, right? But like, just like most award shows, in fact, you know what? Let me take a step back. Let me introduce you guys to my guests first, because I think I want to hear their opinions on this entire thing as well. So, hey, La Senior, man. Anyway, so I got two cats in the stool with me today. I'm gonna start with a familiar voice and a familiar face. If you follow me on Twitter, that's at Blacksmith, at BLAXEM, you will notice that I posted a picture of the guys that are in the studio already, and one of them, I don't understand. I mean, he's supposed to be like one of the guys who are our eyes and ears in Botswana, but it doesn't help if he's here all the damn time. You know, it's not going to work, Siabe. If you are here in Joburg all the damn time, you know, how are you going to be one of my eyes and ears in Botswana? What's going on, man?
Chilling, man. Good morning, eh?
Yeah, what's up? What are you doing here? What are you doing in Joburg?
Last time when I was in Joburg, what was it? A few weeks back, and I was not here.
A few weeks back. So you're generally here all the damn time, eh?
Yeah, I'm here literally all the time. I think once in 2 weeks.
Ah, okay.
You know, what am I here? Actually, I came here yesterday for some workshop.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always learning, man. You know.
Yeah.
Whenever I see something popping out on my time.
That's dope, man. What's this workshop? What's this workshop that you're here for?
Basically, it was a custom control workshop done by Nathan Gates.
Ah, you
know,
dope.
Basically, it was basically engineering meeting.
Shout out Nathan Gates, one of the smartest cats I know. Shout out Nathan Gates.
Yeah. So basically, to me, it was engineering meets advertising, you know.
Yeah.
Because he introduced that to some board. It's called Malaki board.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a simple board that you can connect to any conductible surface, you know.
That's right.
Like, you can connect that board into your computer. That
That's
becomes
right.
a control.
That's dope.
And then from that, connect the board to the computer.
Yeah.
Through a USB. Very simple.
Yeah.
Like a minute.
Yeah.
And then you can connect that board.
Yeah.
To any device that is conductible.
You
know, like yesterday we connected that board to bananas, and then
to bananas.
That's literally a banana. And then you can use that banana as a space bar, as an up or next or whatever button it is.
That's insane. You know? So guys, I mean that intrigues me a lot. I mean, first of all, I mean how well attended was this thing?
It was okay. I attended, I think, like around 20 people.
Is
you
it?
You know, from different digital companies.
That's insane, that, you know? Shit. It's insane shit that I'm hearing it from somebody from Botswana that this thing was going down, and we are all up in here every damn day. That shit is going down. So I'm impressed with that. I'm impressed with that.
Yeah.
So I mean, we'll get into some of the details of what happened yesterday, but good to have you in the stew again, man.
Yeah, man, all the damn time. Man.
Yeah, I might have to organize your permanent seat in this spot.
Yeah, international correspondent.
There we go. I mean, you know. I mean, a man is applying for gigs and shit out here. The other person that's in this dude, you know, he didn't know he was doing an interview up until yesterday. it's a cat that I think does some really inspiring stuff out there. And we're going to get to check with him. We're going to get to understand what it is that he does and what he's up to. But in the studio with me today is Mr. Mkhorosi Mashilo. What's going on?
G-Man, thank you. Thank you for having me in the studio.
Yeah, man, you good?
Yeah, good.
He's also one of those busy people. So at some point he was like, no, I might come in around 20 past. You know what I mean? I have a meeting at half past 10, 20 past. But he's here on time. How you been, man?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know I'm a strategist, so I have to kind of prepare before.
Well, I wish all strategists knew this. But Mkhorosi is he's the founder and trend analyst at a spot called Trender. Yeah? I got it right, yeah?
Trender Insights, yeah.
Trender Insights. So what does that mean? What do you guys do?
So what we basically do is literally we go out in field, learn about consumers as much as possible, because you can't develop communication strategies or advertising concepts if you don't understand your target market.
That's right.
And we basically go out there and learn as much as possible. But why we actually call ourselves trend analysts is we're not just basic researchers and coming up with data, and we actually make something of that data. So we forecast, we observe as well, so we do put a bit of our analytical strategic thinking within the data.
That's
that
dope.
We find
that's so dope. Yeah, it goes a little beyond those, because I mean, I've encountered different types of strategists, you know. There's the type of strategist that I think I heard you refer to them as desktop strategists, but we'll get into that. But the type that'll just go and do vox pops, you know what I mean? But the vox pops are always around the agency, you know what I mean? So every presentation, you guys know the guys I'm talking about. Every presentation you see, you're like, ah. But you asked that lady the same different question last week. You have the same 10 people
again,
to ask shit. You know?
And so, sometimes the person in the vox pops is the one presenting as well.
Yeah. Guys, these are the things that you guys have us seeing in presentations. I remember there was one spot in Benmore that this one strategist just loved going to. And every meeting, I'd just be like, but you went to Benmore one more time, my man. It doesn't matter what the product is, you're in Benmore asking questions. So I take it you guys are a little more than just going to Benmore.
Yes, so we go beyond beyond Benmore.
We go beyond Benmore.
That's a nice line, I think. But yeah, we go across the country. All the major cities, even covering your rural areas.
That's right.
Done projects across the board and quite in different categories as well. So we're not just fixed, for example, to automotive or FMCG, but we do so much more.
That's dope.
And so we basically cover according to the client's brief and what the target market is all about.
Because
we can't just keep going to Benmore.
That's
when,
right.
When our target market is somewhere
exactly, but in Cape Town, you know what I mean?
Town, yeah.
Got you. And, that's dope, man.
And I think what's also key is that I also go in the field myself.
So that's dope.
You don't have just field researchers that bring the work back to your more qualified strategists, which weren't even in the field.
So there's some things that get lost in the transfer.
Some things that get lost.
Yeah,
correct. So I mean, we've got our people right on the ground, and they come back and they do the reports and present it themselves. So
that's so dope.
Always,
I like the
always
sound of
in the consumer's landscape.
That's dope. That's dope, guys. That's cool. I mean, if ever, I think there should be anything that you think about, even what you do. You know, it's always about going beyond Benmore, you know what I mean? So maybe let's run with that today. Maybe let's hashtag beyond Benmore. You know, how have you gone beyond Benmore in your art direction, in your copywriting, and everything? Let's all go beyond Benmore, guys. So it's gonna be dope. We're gonna have a dope show today. I get the feeling we're gonna get some really dope insights. But yeah, guys, let's talk about this shit that's been happening in the past couple of days. So, I saw that, first of all, so someone told me that the Summers don't actually have a sponsor anymore. So apparently that, I mean, the show wasn't great. You know, I mean, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but apparently the show was pretty shit. And apparently the people who were at the show in Sun City had a better time than the people watching on TV, you know, which just means leave us alone. Then let us watch Briscoe County Jr. Don't put up the Summers, you know what I mean? I think I just showed my age, Briscoe County Jr. But then this big thing happened where Babes Wotum, my favorite girl of last year. Note how I say of last year, because there's a new flavor now. Shout out to Shoma Chosi. What's going on? Boom. Anyway, so apparently she didn't win, right?
Yeah.
So apparently she didn't win, and then she went on to social media, right? Semi-tears and all that, you know, talking about no more wasn't her. She was on some you know, Ingo Miami with Tancela Ngabantu everywhere, like Mzansi. Right? Because also that's the benchmark. As long as white kids are dancing to your song, you better know that you blew up. So to prove that he's not trash, Mampincha jumped on, right?
Yep, in the background.
But first of all, yeah, you're right. He was in the background in the first one, and he was in the background in the first one, and he was just chattering in the background. And then he made his own video. He made his own video when he was like, no more, no babes, nina. Fuck you. Yeah, you know that fuck you. That KZN fuck you. Fuck you, nina. Fuck you, nina. No more, no babes. Ngoba, tenga my awards. So like I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think like this does for credibility of award shows when people think that awards can be bought and sold? Like, what does it do for like the brand Summers? You know what I mean? So I'll ask you first, Mo. What do you think the brand Summers? Do you think the brand suffers when people start to think these things are not attainable from merit and that they're all about just paychecks and brown envelopes?
I think first of all, the most important people around awards and the people that watch the shows are the actual audience.
That's
and
right.
These are everyday people.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond awards alone, even from a brand's perspective.
Yeah.
Is that you always have to have that sense of credibility and authenticity about what you do.
Otherwise you lose relevance. No one has to enter your awards.
You lose relevance, and once people start thinking certain aspects are paid for, then it doesn't become organic anymore. They
That's
feel
right.
that there's some sort of
it's financial
cheating
fuck.
Involved.
Yeah.
It even goes from your influencer side as
That's
well.
That's right. Or your paid Twitter.
Yeah, your paid Twitter. Exactly. So once people start thinking it's paid for, then they don't want to listen to
that's
you.
Right. So that's right.
I think, a lot of responses could happen. But from just a credibility point of view, once you start thinking things are paid for,
I don't want to enter that shit.
You don't want to enter it anymore. It becomes
crazy.
An ad.
That's crazy. It does become an ad. That's all it becomes. It just becomes publicity, right?
Yep.
And it's amazing. Well, speaking of which, guys, today is the last day, entry deadline for the Lurie's, right? I saw some photos yesterday and I saw some videos of some cats that are working hard. Lastminute.com, recordings and flightings. So shout out to you all cats that were up last night, getting ready to submit your shit today. But because I there'll be no paid Twitter or no paying for awards with the Lurie's. You know what I mean? I think you must have a lot of money to pay for awards with the Lurie's. But good luck to you guys. And remember, you still got till the end of today to submit your shit and to even flight it. So if it's a radio spot, you know, hit me up. I'm here for the hour. Let me play your radio spot so it can be eligible. You know, it can be eligible. You know what I mean? I've got some people I can put your radio spots on someone's show. Just hit me up, man. Hit me up and. And I think also to the judges, listen out to stations like my Alex FM. Tonight is entry night.
There'll be lots of ads flighting tonight.
It'll be two minute ads for Virgin Atlantic. That nobody, it's nothing to do with Alexander. I'm going to be flighting tonight, son. So Alex FM is going to be great tonight. And all those small radio stations, Vitz FM, Voice of Vitz, Boma UJ. Yeah, I know, Alex is on fire tonight. So good luck to you guys. Don't forget that entry deadline. And remember, guys, remember I told you guys that we're in the stew. Right in the old news too. So which means I got a phone. So hit me up on 0861-555-189 if you want to chat to any of these cats. Call us from Botswana. You know what I mean? We got international lines like that. Call us from around the country if you have questions for the cats in the studio. I saw Balikani Mukoritwa earlier was really excited that we have Mukoros in the studio with us today. So you know, Bali, hit us up for whatever questions you have for the cats in the studio today. So that was the summers, and that's crazy shit. So there was even a challenge. There was a Mampinja challenge, which I've enjoyed watching. You know, it's been Hey, you know, girls can make you do the wrong thing, my man. You know, you think you're protecting your girl, you are selling yourself downriver. But somebody in the corridor was saying, also, my man, you know, don't like, you know, drink a lot of champagne anticipating a win. You know, or take things that make you happy anticipating a win.
I think it goes
and then you don't win and now you are high and drunk but you've lost anyway.
It goes back to the classic thing. We buy through emotions. We first act emotionally before we rationalize.
That's right
and then later you kind of look at it and think maybe
what was I thinking anyway. But huge shout out to Mampinja, my man. Thanks once again for helping us remind people that you know what I mean, there's a way to be behind your girl even when she's just done the wrong shit. You know, just back your girl 100%, even though she just done the wrong shit. You know what I mean? Can never run out of backing your girl. So that's dope. That's dope, Mampinja. As I say. Anyway, so speaking of awards, though, last week was also the Ad of the Year awards, right? The Creator Circle Ad of the Year, and I think they might as well have called it the Ogilvy Ad of the Year awards, because those niggas are swept up. Right, they were everywhere. So the event itself was held at the Steg Kinoko in Sandton, just on Catherine Street there, just where Siyabe is staying. Guys, when Siyabe is in South Africa, he stays in Sandton. Don't fuck with this guy, too. He's not in the backpackers. He stays in Catherine. So he's just up the road from where Siyabe is staying. It's the Steg Kinoko is where the stuff was at. And then the after party was at Katie's Palace. We're not going to get into the after party because that was crazy shit. Ogilvy won a whole bunch of things there. So I'm just going to go through some of that. If you want to go to, I think, the Creative Circle website, if you want to see the rest of the awards winners. But I've always liked Ad of the Year. Ad of the Year, unlike Bolurisa, so, they know exactly who they're giving their awards to, right? More often than not, the venue is standing. So you're not even going to sit down. They're not going to waste your time.
It's going to be quick, in and out.
It's going to be painless. If you went in there and you entered work, they're going to shoot you quick. You know what I mean? If you didn't win, bah, one shot to the head. And it was like that last week. So in radio communication, Ogilvy got first prize and then second prize in radio. And then they also got a second prize for digital and interactive. So huge shout out to the guys at Ogilvy for that. And then that's Ogilvy Joburg. Ogilvy Cape Town won first in print communication for something called the Slave Calendar. Second prize for outdoor and out of home. Third prize for experiential. Third prize for integrated. I mean, these guys are on some shit. So huge shout out to the guys at Ogilvy, both Joburg and Cape Town. You guys are up to some big shit, man. I don't know whether this means it's a precursor of what's going to be happening at Lurie's. You know, everybody else maybe must not buy suits. You know what I mean? Let's just all go and watch the Ogilvy show.
Actually, shout out to Botswana Connect at Ogilvy Titus, eh?
Oh yeah? Huge shout out. See, that's also why he's here. So I'm talking about his Botswana Connect. Huge shout out Titus at Ogilvy. But guys, here's what I want to ask you guys, and I ask you first, Siyabe.
Yes.
Do you think we have too many award shows? You know, like, so like in South Africa, I mean, we have like, I mean, and I'm just talking about advertising, right? Okay, so cool. It's just like, there's the Lurie's, there's Pendorings, there's the, I almost said there's the summer, there's the end of the year, there's, you know what I mean? Do you feel like we, all the stuff should be consolidated into one in order for it to have some kind of standard that we all aspire to?
You know, first thought I started learning about the South African advertising market. You know, the other awards.
Yeah.
Others,
don't call them the other awards, they're all important.
Yeah, the other important awards.
Yes, yes.
Because I've only learned about the Lurie's,
getting
into this market, and then how I looked at them to me was like, okay, there's a warm up to the Lurie's, right?
Yes. But all the other awards were a warm up.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what you thought, yeah. Yeah.
And then later on, I looked at the quality of the entries, you know, like amazing, man.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing some good work with the bookmarks.
Yeah.
You know.
So then, all that. So like, to be able to have a bookmarks which is separate from the Lurie's, which is about the digital world, and then have the Lurie's where we have a digital category. Do you know what I mean? So do you think that we should like, and I'm not saying that's my opinion, but do you think that we should like collapse all of them into one event that kind of says this is the premium one that you're looking out for? Mm-hmm. Or is it healthy for us to have all these many? Let me ask you, Mo.
I think it's really important for industry to always recognize talent.
Yeah.
Regardless how big or small. So each award ceremony has a certain role to play in different creative people's lives.
Yeah.
And so from that perspective, I think I don't see consolidating it into one
as beneficial.
Right. I think at every stage you need to be recognized.
Yeah.
It just comes with personal motivation as well for creatives to become better at what they
That's
do.
That's right.
And you get different ones like your Apexes as well. They measure completely different
That's effectiveness.
Right. So each
I hear you.
Ceremony has a role to play, and especially to our young creatives, you know, winning something means there's more hope,
it's a confidence boost as well,
because you know what, well, how I feel it is that it's best when we like all this other what, because what happens is that, for example, with the bookmarks, because those are just the ones that I really know very well.
Yeah. You're a fan of the bookmarks. The bookmarks need to pay some shit. You know what I mean? I think it's the bookmarks.
I work in digital, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, there are submissions that at times people feel like they are not really worth submitting at the Lurie's.
Right.
You know?
Because,
you know, and then at times I want to feel like, okay, cool. The bookmarks will give more platform for a campaign that you looked at it as like, okay, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like a simple app, you know?
Yeah.
It won't stand a chance at the Lurie's, because what, you have like 3 or 4 days of judging.
Yeah.
You know, everything's like,
that's an interesting thing to me, because I never thought about it like that.
So when you have the bookmarks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's Premier League, right?
Yeah.
And then the Lurie's is La Liga. You know what I mean? So it gives a small agency to be your house seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know
how I feel about that. Because that's saying that the standard is not consistent. That you know that there are some host shows that it's going to be easier because you're not playing with the big boys. But all the big boys are going to be entering the bookmarks as well. You know what I mean? So all those cats are going to whip your ass, and the Lurie's are going to whip your ass in bookmarks as well.
I think it's a way of diversifying risk. Once people start thinking that the awards are paid for, at least there's something to look forward to. There's still another award ceremony.
I love that. I also like how you said that, you know, we also can't wait. We can't wait till the end of the year for one awards show. Let's have awards like every frequently, you know what I mean?
Yep. Reason for us to party more.
Oh guys, the logic here, I love it. That's great. So I've just gotten this tweet, right? And I think it's all the way from Botswana, right?
Yeah.
So Kumo or Sir Patrick 94 says, "Nyah, Siyabe George, Who's working if you're constantly on G-Man the ad, man? Plex and ban this man from coming in. Who's doing the work?
All I need is my laptop, man. Yeah. all I need is my laptop and some very good Wi-Fi. Eh?
Yeah, there we go. And there are the words that every traffic lady does not want to hear. All I need is my laptop. And anyway, but that's dope. But I've also gotten some more tweets here. And I want to take consistent listener of the show. Nothing wrong, Jodeci. After thinking about freaking what? Yeah. After thinking about freaking that somebody, you apply to sit still for a while. Hey, yeah, no, Mabutu, this is not that kind of show, man. I think you need to wait for the late night shows where you can talk about that kind of thing. Ritual Lapili, Mameri.
It's hard.
Anyway, that's dope. So yeah, man. So here's another thing. So YNR won two awards at the end of the year. One for a thing called Operation 45 and one called A Good Drowning, right? I mean, just you hear the name A Good Drowning, you know where we're going. And even when it says Operation 45, you know where we're going. We're going to good advertising. You know what I mean? When ad people make those ads that you know are about causes. Yes, right, yes, so I think Operation 45 is about like I think the kids with cleft palate and these operations that help these kids. Great causes, right? Amazing causes, and I'm not really sure what A Good Drowning is, and I'll go check up on that. But see, I've always found it a bit strange because what happens is, and I used to experience this when I used to judge Louis, and there was always a rhino entry. White people love a rhino. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? White people enjoy a rhino more. You think white people like wearing shorts? No, they love a rhino, right? And there were always rhino entries, and they would somehow always make it. They always come up top somehow because people would vote for the cause, right? So now because rhinos are close to your heart, or at this in this instance, cleft palate operations are a big deal. They're an important thing, and we can't ignore that, right? Mm-hmm. And making sure out there that people know about it and people contribute towards that cause is amazing, right?
Yep. Yep.
But now, when you're a judge, are you judging the work? Right? Are you judging the quality of the work, or are you judging the fact that this cause makes sense to you? Because I find a lot of the time, there are things that win at these award shows, and I'm like, "Emachanyani, my man, people are just voting with their heartstrings." And no disrespect to this piece of work, because it's not necessarily about this piece of work. It's about how I've seen things like, I've seen a soap with a toy in the middle. And they said that the kids washed their hands with the soap to get to the toy, and they eliminated cholera and all that. And I'm like,
and then they wash their hands more often.
So they eliminate the but I also know the kids I grew up with, or maybe I grew up in a different time. You would have cut the fuck out of that piece of soap and taken the toy if you wanted. You know,
I think for me it's my opinion though. It's there's good work, right?
Yeah.
Good work is the basis of submission.
But when you say good work, are you talking about a good standard
A good standard, right?
Okay.
A good standard lets you to walk inside that one.
Sharp. So my entry's in there.
Yes, it's in. And then after that, for you to stand a good chance, it has to connect emotionally.
That's right.
With the judges. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Because what I've noticed with the last years is that with the previous years is that like you see anything that is related to rhinos stands a good chance. Anything that is
better not be the fucking case. I really hope that's not the fucking case.
Anything that is,
if I see another rhino ad,
anything that is connected to blood campaign, you know, it stands a good chance
because it's
for a very good cause.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But then you're going back to the point that I'm making.
Yes.
That sometimes people vote for the cause and not necessarily for the work.
Yeah. Yes. Or you have to do just add a bit of technology on top.
Well, and then what also happens is that you will look at the entry videos, and there are mainstays in those entry videos. A black kid with snot on his face, a shack, right, running water, a kid without pants running down the road, right, and then a statistic, and then a meal, right, and then you're like, guys, really? I mean, are we gonna keep doing the same thing over and over again?
I don't know which year was. I think 2 years back. You remember the fire calendar?
Yeah.
For engine.
Yeah.
The one that you can.
Yes. The fire blanket.
Yeah. The fire blanket.
Yeah. You see, for me, that's what, it's in a strange way. That's one of the exceptions for me. Like for me, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's practical, and I can actually see that working. Whereas you telling me about the soap, and maybe I guess that's what the Operation 45 also makes sense, because it was a real cause, and I think that's amazing, guys. And maybe for me, I think that we should start. Maybe there should be another thing that's about good advertising. Right, we're rewarding the fact that, man, it's amazing that you have publicize this cause. But to say that stuff like that, like, is the best work all the time, just because you wanted to cry, because we're now a girl, now I have to live with that shit. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, but I think also, I always say that, you know, advertising without any sort of objective would just be called art, you know.
Boom.
So advertising with an objective is creativity, and there's certain objectives.
And sometimes the objective is just to sell batteries. Buy any battery, look at these batteries. They powered this child's life. If he wasn't for these batteries, he would be in matric. Get the fuck out of here, my man. Shut up. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, some are a bit exaggerated.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah, no, it's intense. So, but you know what? Well done to the guys at YNR. No disrespect, and no harm. I hope no harm done. I just feel like this good advertising thing, you know, and I feel like it's a global thing as well. You know, you get to global award shows. There's always some ad, and you go, wow, fine, I understand. The cause is important, my man. I get you. But why, Mafit? Why link it so? You know what I mean? Mm. So that's dope. Once again, hit me up. That's at Blaxcem. It's at BLAXCM on Twitter. Or hit me up, or go to cliffcentral.com on Twitter and hit us up and send me your questions for the guys. Once again, you can also give me a phone call on 0861-555-189. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. And I'm still hanging out with Siabe George, all the way out from Botswana. Sans laptop, I love you guys. No, I'm happy to report sans laptop, and Mokorosi Mashilo out here hanging out talking about we're going to be talking about trends and trends analysis and what that means for strategies and all that. So tell me, let's take a couple of steps back, Mo.
Yep.
You didn't just, you know, come out of high school and be a trend analyst. You know what I mean? That's not what you did. Tell us where all this started for you. I mean, in the ad game, where did the entire thing start for you?
So I'm a qualified strategist myself.
Boom.
So worked.
Did you go to the classical school? Did you go to like AAA Vega?
A bit of that, but I'm actually graduated from Boston Media.
Okay, dope. Shout out Boston Media House.
And then did a bit of short learning courses at Vega.
Okay, dope. Well.
Yeah, that's where it all started, and been in the industry for around 10 years now.
Yeah.
So I wrote quite a lot of strategies, but the most frustrating thing was all about, where do I find my insights?
Yeah.
Do I open that American statistic?
That's right.
Present in front of my South African client and say, 50% of Americans say, you know, XYZ. That's why we're going to do it here.
That doesn't really work.
So it was that. How do you communicate authentically to your local market?
Yeah.
And no one ever bridged that gap between... Yeah. Of insights between strategy and communication.
Right. I hear you.
And so instead of complaining all the time, I thought, if there is a problem, why don't I become the solution?
Boom.
So let me actually stand up and make a difference where difference is needed. And so hence Trender Insights, where we started writing all these local research reports. We started going out into the market and not only waiting for a brief, but proactively going out and seeing what's happening, writing monthly reports, writing quarterly reports, covering lots of different topics, so that when you also have a pitch and you've got 2 days to work on your pitch, you can just go to the website, download a research report. It's already there.
As is been known to happen, that people have things like 2 days. And there's another one that's going on right now that I think is still sub judice. So I can't speak too much about it, but all I can say is, 15 agencies, yo.
They must visit the website. I think they'll get some.
But I want to chat about that. I want to chat about, you know, so do you guys then have, does your website then become like a, almost a suppository, a repository for all these insights that are sitting there? Do you have case studies that are sitting in your website? How does Trender work?
So I like to think of Trender as a library of information rather than a publication. So it's not just about writing articles for the sake of you know,
just getting your reading opinion out there.
Opinion out there, and you kind of, after reading it, it's, what do I do with this? So it's all insight driven. It's all inside driven, with the purpose of when you read it, you can already start thinking of some briefs that you can answer or extract certain consumer insights from. So that's we're always constantly trying to be the thought leader in the consumer's landscape, so that whether it's advertising agencies, whether it's brands, you can get there and get all the information that you
need. That's so dope, man. I really dig that. So, but tell me, in Botswana, do you guys ever find that you deal with stuff like that, where you feel like the work starts to seem repetitive because it feels like someone is not mining all the right insights? Do you feel like, you know, people just kind of have opinions about people and opinions about groups of people, and so you get the same kind of work?
Yes. I'll say that. But what I've noticed is that, like I say, it's most marketers tend to assume, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They tend to say, like, okay, cool, we're gonna run a campaign, and then the medium it's basic. It's your TV,
radio.
The budget allows, actually.
Yeah.
It's a TV, it's a radio,
print
and all that, you know. But then you tend to see that the other mediums that are out there that they are not really giving it a chance.
That's right.
Like I would like to speak of a medium that has been in existence, but it has not been given a chance.
Yeah.
It's a solution called CommuAds.
Called what?
CommuAds.
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 What does that mean?
Basically, what how it works is that you guys call it a taxi here, but we call it a commu back at home.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So,
so taxi advertising.
Taxi advertising.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's a product that we came with at Wow Factor, and honestly,
shout out to all the cats at Wow Factor. What's going on?
And it was not really given a chance based because the marketers, when we give them the insights, right. Because they are not really part of it, because most of the marketers, or senior marketers, it's a person who drives their own car and everything else.
Yeah.
But they're not using your taxi.
Yeah.
But when you come with the insights, so telling them, okay, these are the number of people that use public transport, this is their age, and then all the whole demographics.
Yeah.
So it's for them, it's like, this is too good to be true.
Yeah.
And I don't think this thing's going to work. Do you know why? Because they are not part of the medium.
You know what I mean? So because they're not, it's something they don't understand.
Then
they can't actually put it part of their media mix. Because they don't get it.
So like, okay, cool. Why should I run my ad here?
Yeah.
While I cannot see it.
You know, it's so strange you say that. There used to be. I don't know. There's a guy called Chris Porter. I think he was at the media shop at the time, and he used to do this thing that he used to take us through this thing where we would go through what we think the most popular TV shows are. Right,
yeah.
And you'd sit in these meetings, and everyone sits in these meetings. Yeah, Grey's Anatomy, of course. And then the results come out and of how people are watching TV.
Yeah,
and people are still amazed that things like Generations will be up there as number one.
Yeah.
But because the media buyer is a person who watches Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah,
and because they don't do all their research, they just kind of go, yeah, well, put your stuff on Grey's Anatomy and it should get all the reach, and then the shit fucks out because you know, you're using your own opinion as opposed to doing the right research. And it's strange things like I think the Chiefs Pirates match was number 3 in that one quarter.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody who doesn't know that, who hasn't done the research, you're kind of going, why should I put you on the Chiefs Pirates match?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I hear what you mean.
And from our perspective as well, what we've seen is, especially within the ad industry, what you get is a young creative from the township or whatever the case, and he understands the mass black market well.
Yeah.
But he can't sell his creative idea.
That's right.
Because they don't get it.
Yeah.
So
we know all about that, my man.
Yeah. So that's where we kind of
been
come
living
in.
That one. Yeah.
Another big topic.
So you guys come in at that point?
Yeah. We come in so that they can actually have a reference point.
That's
to
right.
Say, listen, it's actually happening.
Yeah.
And in that way, you know, more relevant and creative young upcoming creatives can actually have a voice and show their true lifestyles.
So how big is your team? And like kind of what kind of people exist in your team? Like what are the titles? I don't like saying titles because nobody likes that shit, you know. But who's in your team?
So we've got a core team of 4. So all of them are trend analysts, obviously acting on different categories. For example, you've got Gabby Mixon, who's our fashion and trend analyst. Yeah. You've got Candace Simon, who looks at the beauty.
Shout them out.
And mass market, as well as Itumele Nsiemola, who's also looks at the wider consumer space.
That's dope, man.
So again, as I said, it's a core team of four, but when we go out into the field,
yeah,
if we're doing a national survey, yeah, for example, we'll then connect with our affiliates down in Cape Town,
Limpopo,
yeah, wherever. That's how we expand the capacity.
That is so dope.
But yeah, every one of them are really talented, and they write really good insightful articles.
That is great, man. So do you guys have the kind of service then that you can plug into any agency? And you know, like, are there some, do you have any case studies with, whether you want to mention brand names or not is not the point, do you have some case studies of like some stuff that you've done recently that has kind of helped agencies with their projects?
Correct, yes. So what we do, we go into an agency, we plug in as their insights and research and strategic wing, and we take them through the process from the brief. Usually the guys would call us mostly strat directors.
That's right.
They'll call us and say, this is the brief. How do you think we should
approach this entire thing?
And
yeah,
we'll give them the methodology. Do we use focus groups? Do we use online surveys? Whatever the case, whatever answers the brief better.
Right.
So from the set on all the way to the final creative output, where we can actually take the final material and test it out.
Dope. That's
to
so,
see if it works.
That's so dope, man. This man, ready to go, man. He gets thirsty because, you know what I mean? He wants. But I like that. But I also want to take a young step back. Before this, you were, and obviously this is where you saw the gap, right?
Yes.
You told me that you were at McCann before this.
Yes.
And how many agencies were you at before you realized that, no, man, there has to be a different way of doing this? And also, like, you know, if, feel free to tell us about the pitfalls that made you realize that maybe it's time to get to this point.
So before McCann, if I can just give you a bit of history.
Yeah.
I was trained by a very clever man by the name of Dallas Glover, who's been, my guiding light throughout. So
yeah. Shout out Dallas Glover. What's going on?
We started off... started off at Gray, and then moved on to work with Dallas, where he runs an agency called the Strategy Department that kind of consults various ad agencies, which is where I learned, and I was able to work for multiple agencies at the same time, and I could start seeing the patterns.
That's right.
That, you know, there's actually, it's not just an agency specific problem.
Yeah.
But it's but across it's, the industry.
It has reached pandemic proportions, my man. Pandemic proportions. Yeah.
And moving on, becoming the strategy manager at McCann.
Yeah.
When I started seeing my strategists under me also falling into the same pattern.
Yeah.
Then you start getting frustrated.
Yeah.
To say, no, let me actually,
that's dope,
make
man.
Change. Yeah.
I think that's so cool. And you know what? I think that, you know, there'll be a lot of agencies out there that are going, how can I get in contact with that man? Because, you know, I think a lot of time we worry about the mess starting in creative, but actually it actually starts at the strategy phase, right? If if our story is founded on rubbish to begin with, then the creative is going to be people dancing for custard.
It actually, what I learned, I thought it actually started at strategy.
Yeah?
What I learned is it actually starts at the insights phase.
That's what's up.
Yep.
It starts in Benmore.
It starts in Benmore.
Guys, hashtag beyond Benmore. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It actually starts there.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's always thought, you know, what does strategy have to say? But strategy has to get some form of insight.
That's right.
From elsewhere, which is
exactly
where we come in to say, here is the insight.
Yeah.
And this is how you drive your campaign.
Sure.
But the one thing about research,
here we go.
Like, one client said, the problem about research is after they present to you, you're always left with more questions.
Yeah.
So I think that's what differentiates us, because we've got this strategic ability as well. So we don't just do the thump effect where we just drop a piece of paper and leave you to solve it yourself.
That's
right. We actually give you a direction to say what it means.
That's
how you can actually use this data. Because even if the insight is that it's negative about your brand, it's not that you should drop everything.
Yeah, it's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
But many people don't realize that, and they just left not knowing what to do. So we literally guide you through the process.
But now here's what I want to know, right? So obviously people invite you to into their pitches. So as in you're in the room when they pitch.
Yes, we become part of the pitch in the beginning phases. Yeah.
But never in presentation.
If you need us to come in and present, because what usually happens is, again, going back to your question about Vox Pops and everyone in the agency. So we come in as that independent.
That's right.
Objective third party to say, actually, you know, this idea really works. We went out to test it or whatever the case may be. So yes, we do come in as an insights partner. And what we've seen is also ad agencies would also kind of on their submissions say we're using Trender Insights as our insights partner.
That's dope.
And that's how we become part of
the
process.
That is so cool, man. But I also know like how agencies, like, you know, you walk in the corridors and you might see people, but you also bump into egos. You know what I mean? So people knowing that, you know, you have a background in the game, you know, strat manager at this place and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, how often do you find that you get in there and the strat guy looks at you and you present all the stuff and he says, oh, this guy's going to make me redundant. and then he just disagrees with you. And then he just says, but these guys are talking shit, man.
I think it goes with experience. I mean, myself as well, growing up, kind of, you know, my word is king or whatever the case may be. But as you grow up and when you get to the management level, you start respecting other people's opinions.
That's right.
As well. So,
which is very strange because you almost need to start doing that before you get to that level.
Before you get to that level. But it's actually the other way around. Yeah. Because when you're in that position, you need to acknowledge what everyone else has to say.
Yeah.
And then that way I won't come in with my ego saying, hey, this is what research says and this is the direction we should take. I also take in what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'll say, okay, cool, let's go test it out or whatever the case may be. So
that's
it's
right.
Never us against you type of
No, because I've seen that before. I've seen, like, even in creative, you know, I've seen freelancers come through whip people's asses, you know what I mean, in my previous existences. Freelancers come through, whip people's asses, but people's egos won't allow the fact that the freelancer is kind of showing you guys the way, right? Because then they're going, hey man, am I becoming redundant now because the freelancers? And then you just see these people catch uphill, right? And then they absolutely end up getting the briefs that are not actually very, very important to the cause. Just be like, okay, handle the things and squeezebacks while we do the pitch because of the ego thing. But so I mean, ego will fuck with you.
Ego, the problem with ego is that then you're not working as a team towards a common goal.
It's one guy trying to win.
You're trying to win, but it's not helping the bigger picture.
That's right.
Which is why when we also present our results, I always stop at that place where you're mostly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I ask you what's making you uncomfortable
about
the slide or whatever the case may be. I'm not going to try and fight it. I want to understand where you're coming from.
That's right.
So that we can get to a common ground.
Oh, man. You know, I can hear literally collective sighs of relief happening around the country. People going, how can I be in touch with those cats? I need to work with that guy because I mean, like I said, I think there are a lot of pitches where people just fall down because they just haven't done enough of the research. They've taken everything that they've known from previous things they've done before and gone, okay, cool. I think I know this group. Then you walk in there, you say some bullshit and the client doesn't like it.
And then the other thing is that well, those guys, they make work much more easier for most agencies, you know? Because I remember last year working on a pitch for a telecom client back at home.
Yeah.
And it took us like 2 weeks to gather insights.
Oh no, it's real.
It took us like 2 weeks to gather insights, and that was time lost.
Yeah.
You know, that we could have put it to someone else.
Exactly. You could have put that into creative.
Into creative, you know. So I mean, their solution is outstanding. It's outstanding. It's outstanding.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it actually takes a lot of pressure off because the thing, given the pitch example as well, is that you've got so little time, you don't know what to do. And once, you know, you get that insight to actually direct you, everything seems so much easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why we also put all those readily available downloadables on the site, so that you can look and find what
and,
you need.
And those you're just giving away? You give those away?
Yes, so there's some that we give away for free. Some that are for sale.
Yeah.
Sign up here for more.
Go to trend.co.za, but going to the right aisle. You know, there's the free aisle and there's the aisle where you pay for your shit.
So how it's all set up, I mean, it's taken 3 years to get the structure right.
Yeah.
But it's set up from your comprehensive reports, and then you've got your insight reports, which are really short ones.
Yeah.
Taken from the comprehensive, so sometimes you don't need a 90-page report. You just need that one page.
That's right.
So we skinned it down there, and then you've got your monthly reports.
Yeah.
Which it's at the end of every month.
Yeah.
Hope the team is listening. Today is month end. We need to to release the reports.
Shout out team.
So at the end of each month, we'll send trends specific to the past month.
Yeah.
So that with implications to say, hey, you know, this is what happened this in May, for example.
And
now
how that affects what's this, coming.
Yeah.
Up.
So in June, just as a brand, here are some pointers.
That is so dope, guys. Don't you never say that G-Man, the ad man, never hooks you up with the plug. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's a place that most agencies should be visiting frequently. Just so we can all make sure we think we know what's going on, and hopefully start a conversation with someone like yourselves about what they're doing and how they plan on doing stuff. So guys, don't you never say G-Man the Admin don't hook you up, because I just hooked y'all up. But guys, you guys won't believe it. The hour's almost done. I mean, I feel like we're just getting into this shit. And the hour's almost done. But here's what I want to do. I want you tell us where people can get hold of you, yourself. Don't give your cell phone number. You know what happens in the street with cell phone numbers. But tell us where people can get hold of you and how people can plug into Trend at CRZA.
Well, you can get a hold of me. My email address, mogorosi@trenda.co.za. So that's mogorosi at trend.co.za. And and on our website as well, we've got all our trend analysts' email if there's something specific that you're looking for.
That's dope, man.
And just visit the website. I think that there's quite a lot of rich insights.
And
you can connect with us via there.
Fantastic. Guys, I think you have to. It's a service you absolutely have to get into and make your work better in that regard. One last thing, Siabe. You want to shout out the people that are the reason you came out here, you know? Yeah?
I want to shout out to Nathan Gates and the team.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for the opportunity, and shout out to everyone who came through yesterday. You know, yeah. Man? Absolutely learned a lot, you know. And then going back home, Ideas Expo.
All right, that's what's up. When is Ideas
actually,
Expo?
Actually, this year on, we're going to do things a bit different.
Yeah.
We're pushing it to September now, you know.
Okay.
Just after the Louis, you know.
Just after the Louis?
Yeah, not really literally after the Louis. Sometime in September. And then the date should be up this coming 2 weeks. And then everyone can check out the website, which should be up tonight, ideas.co.bw. You know, and then basically on the site, you can find basically
ideas.bw.
Ideas.co.bw.
Co.bw.
It should be up tonight or tomorrow.
Cool.
You know,
okay,
and then, and basically, you'll find all the industry news about Botswana there, you know what I mean? And hopefully, all the insights.
That's what's up. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Sabi, man. Guys.
Shout out to the whole team, man. Shout out to Calvin Busilong, and then shout out to Tumiso Mabusela.
We know those guys. Shout out to all the cats across the road in Botswana, guys. Huge fans of the show, and I'm really, really glad that we still have, you know, even when Siabe is here, we still have people out there holding it down. So thanks so much to you guys. Thank you guys for coming to hang out. It's been a great show.
Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, man. And guys, it's been another great show of G-Man the Admin. See how I just say great show. I just threw that in there. But it has been a dope show. I just think there's a whole lot of greatness and great insights that have actually taken out of this. Take the information, use it in your studio. Like I said, it's a get the podcast, right?
We didn't swear
too much. I swore a little bit. I got a little impassioned at some point. More than swear once.
So anyway, like I've been here two times, not even a single yeah, fucking exactly.
But you know what, Simon? We know how you guys do, how they discipline you guys out there, my man. We don't fuck with that shit. So guys, get the podcast, play it in your studio, play for your strat director, play for everybody who's working on pitches. You know what I mean? Because there might be some things in here that your agency might need right now. And there might be some insights that some young people that are coming to your system might
actually
need right
now. Play it to your clients also. It's very important.
Yeah. You know what? Get this podcast. Email it to your clients. And let's just make sure you get the word out there. It's been another great show. Remember, once again, like I say every week, take care of each other. Take care of yourselves and take care of those briefs. Because it's rough out there. It's insane out there. And it's your boy once again. And like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Yeah. Boom! It's G-Man, the ad man.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom!
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Well, fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.